from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. I just barely became a homeowner. It's a big moment for me. And so I want to talk a little bit about my journey and some of the things I did to save money. And I'm going to talk about some of the things I did that you probably shouldn't do. So the first thing I did, and this probably isn't applicable to you, is I got a great deal on my loan with my bank, who's also my employer. The interest rate on my new home is 0.86%. That's right, the interest rate on my mortgage is less than 1%. So that is pretty incredible. But even if you don't work at a bank, your work may offer you some help. I know Ernst & Young in the Bay Area offered some housing supports to managers, I think, or something like that. The government may also have options for you, so look around. And as you look for a mortgage, shop around and try to find the best deal. So that's my first tip. Get a good interest rate on your mortgage. Next tip, finding the property. Now, this is just what I did, but I did not use a realtor. I knew someone who wanted to sell their property. Like with anything, it is good to have a nice network of people. So that way I could buy directly from him and I saved 3% on the commission. So instead of paying a realtor, I had a 3% discount on the property. And so how that process worked is that together, me and the seller determined what the fair market value of the house was. I looked at comps. I looked at similar houses in the area that sold recently. I got all that data and I plotted it together, and I actually ran a simple linear regression on it as well. And I ran the house I wanted to buy through the model I created to help determine what the price should be. And so once we determined what the price of the house should be, we took 3% off of that. And that's what I paid. So the second tip from that basically is find a good deal on the house, and that it's good to be connected and networked. Now, when it came to moving day, instead of hiring a moving company, I had some family, friends, members of my church come. I rented a U-Haul, brought some bagels, and the process was all fairly painless. It took less than 2 hours of the actual moving the boxes and stuff. Now, it did take longer to pack the boxes, but overall, the moving process went fairly well. So I guess tip number three is, when possible, ask friends and family for help. So those are the three things I did right. Let's take a quick break and let me tell you about some of the things that I did wrong. All right, welcome back. Now let's talk about the things I did wrong, or maybe just less right. So one thing I didn't realize is that the tiling in the garage definitely has asbestos in it. And if you didn't know, asbestos is bad for you. It has its own special type of cancer that you can only get from asbestos. Now, this is only an issue if the asbestos is disturbed. But ultimately, this tiling is falling apart, so I'll have to have it removed. There's also asbestos in the ceiling in most of the house, but that's covered in paint, so it's probably not such a big deal, and the ceiling isn't falling apart. So I may have considered that earlier in the process. I didn't, but that's okay. The other thing that happened that was pretty bad is that when the appraiser came, he noted some termite damage. And so then the lender wanted a termite report. And the inspection was scheduled just days before we were supposed to close. When the report came back with $10,000 worth of damage, the lender originally wanted it repaired before we could close. And so that would have been a disaster. It may have sunk the entire deal. Ultimately, though, I talked to the underwriter and talked him through it, and all I had to do was sign a paper saying, I promise I will repair it, and then we were able to proceed from there. Now, you might ask, shouldn't it have been the seller's responsibility to fix the damage, not yours? And in some cases, perhaps it would be, but that's not how I negotiated the contract, and really, that's what real estate always boils down to, what is in the contract. I had already gotten some price concessions prior to that point, so even with the termite damage, I was getting a fairly good deal. Now, all of the things I shared were unique to my situation, so your mileage may vary, And of course, this is not legal, investment, whatever advice. I think one thing is universal, though, when it comes to buying real estate, and that is to expect the unexpected, that something inevitably will pop up that will cause a problem. Some other minor things that happened: this is the first time I ever wired money, so I had to do that. And just as a note to you, my listeners, always be careful of wire fraud. Confirm any wire directions with someone on the phone that you called. There's a common scam going around where someone will intercept the wire instructions email and fill it in with fake information and have you wire your money to the wrong person. So be careful of that. Some people have also wondered why I bought in such a hot market. This is a seller's market, they tell me. You shouldn't buy a house right now. And you know, the answer for me is that the timing just worked out for me. I got my finances in order to buy the house, I had the money, and I had a potential house to buy. And perhaps if I had waited longer, the situation would have changed. The other thing that I'm buying with this house is the option to live in San Diego in the future. It's possible real estate prices in California, and San Diego in particular, will go up and up and up in the future. And so buying a house now means I'll always have the option to live here. Now, if prices do go down in the next few years, well, maybe I'll just have to buy some more. It's true in the real estate market as well as the stock market, but you can't really time the market. You will just miss out. So it was an interesting experience overall. It was especially interesting not having a real estate agent to guide me through it at all, really, and just working with the escrow company directly to, and the seller directly to buy the home. I'm glad I had a family friend to guide me through the process too. So thank you, Fred, I appreciate it. And I hope to buy other property in the future as well. A lot of people, like Robert Kiyosaki, say real estate is super important and you should invest in it, and I'm glad to finally be able to do that. So hopefully I'll have some additional real estate stories to tell you later. All right, well, thank you for listening to today's episode of The Frug Life. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, stay frugal.